In 1992, called the Year of the Woman in national politics, Carol Moseley Braun became the first black woman to be elected to the U.S. Senate. During her 6 years in office, she got mixed reviews. She was investigated for improprieties and was defeated in her reelection bid. In the Clinton administration, she served as U.S. ambassador to New Zealand. Moseley Braun is competing for the 2004 Democratic presidential nomination. In the latest Morning Edition interview with Democratic presidential candidates, Moseley Braun said the country has been put on the wrong track by the Bush administration.
It's a track that leads us in the opposite direction that we ought to be going. This crowd has turned surpluses into record deficits. We have gone into a war, an unelected president sending us into a war that the Congress, frankly, had no right, I believe, to authorize. We have misspent money giving tax cuts to those who need it the least, cutting programs for those who need it the most. We're failing our children with education. We're failing our environment. They are pandering to fear and to hate, and it's just all wrong. And I think this is one of those classic times when every American who cares about this country has a responsibility to step up and say, I'm going to do whatever I can do at whatever level I can do it. And that was what really compelled me to engage. And I'm just delighted because the responses I've been getting from people have been very positive. I think Americans want to believe in this country again.
You opposed the war from the beginning.
Yes.
How's it look to you now?
Same way. I mean, you know, I'm glad we're really, all of us are really glad the troops are back home. And I think that the first issue is that these young men and women did what they were supposed to do. They followed the orders. That's their job, to be military types and go out and fight a war. Better to, you know, the notion that we won the war against Iraq is like saying we won a war against Arizona. I mean, the fact of the matter is it's not that big of a country, and nobody, I don't think, had any notion that we would do anything but win it. But having said that, the question becomes, again, whether it was the right course, whether this unelected president had any right to send American men and women into harm's way, and particularly in as much as we have yet to find the smoking WMD, weapons of mass destruction, this was an exercise that could have been handled better with diplomacy, that could have been handled better with better judgments being made. And certainly the money that we will spend rebuilding from the damage, that the havoc that's been created, would be better spent rebuilding our cities, rebuilding our communities, rebuilding schools, and getting the American economy running and American people back to work again.
So you don't feel President Bush deserves any credit for anything accomplished in Iraq?
Well, you know, I mean, if you pick a fight and if, you know, you pick a fight with somebody that's smaller than you and you beat them, where's the honor in that? Does he deserve credit for winning the war? Well, I'm glad better to have won it. It would have been really astonishing if we had not. Again, I just think that it was a bad set of calls to begin with. And while they may pat themselves on the back for having beat Saddam Hussein, who was a bad guy, who, you know, we'd like to see bad guys out of power, at the same time, I just don't think that this was a real sensible exercise of American authority in the world.
You've described yourself as a peace dove and a budget hawk.
Well, that's a pretty good description. I think that we have a responsibility to make certain that we are fiscally responsible in order to assure, frankly, future generations don't have to pay our bills. I think we have a responsibility to get this economy going. It's in the double dip of a recession that is being exacerbated or made worse by tax cuts, again, that didn't make a whole lot of sense while you're going off to a war that didn't make a whole lot of sense. So I think that fiscal responsibility will give us the ability not only to pay our bills on a pay-as-you-go basis, if you will, but also to build the foundations for a stronger future. And I really think that's the key, the part of the spiritual renewal that America needs to have, the notion that we really can have confidence in a better tomorrow. That's a major part of my message as a candidate for president.
What changes would you make? What programs would you introduce?
Well, I want to rebuild America. I mean, if we can rebuild Iraq, we can rebuild Illinois and Indiana, and if we can do Baghdad, we can do Baltimore. I want to rebuild this country, and I want to start with, on the one hand, a rebuilding of the physical America, the infrastructure. We can build schools, we can build, use the traditional stimulus for the economy to get the economy going, to create jobs, to allow for wealth creation. We can explore new technologies that will allow us to lessen our dependence on foreign oil. We can, there are a number of steps that we can take to reinvigorate and rebuild the economic and the physical infrastructure of our country. And then to rebuild us, frankly, on a spiritual level. And to me, that means getting back to the point where our Constitution means that you don't tap people's phones and poke into their email, and you don't arrest people and keep them hidden for a year and a half without charging them. I mean, those are kind of fundamentals that I think the American people have every right to expect. But also to rebuild our confidence in ourselves, the notion that we are a great country because we have, because of our leadership, not our military might, but because we stand for the right things in the world, and that we can provide leadership by working with our, with nations around the world in behalf of the kind of global challenges we face, the AIDS pandemic, world poverty. We can do those things. We have the capacity because we are the greatest country in the world. And I just think that the American people want to believe again, and I'm here to take a message of hope.
Would you describe your campaign as or your chances as a long shot?
Well, obviously, I mean, I'm the only woman in the race. We've not had a woman president in this country. New Zealand, by the way, where I was ambassador, has had two women prime ministers, one from either party. We've not gotten there in this country yet. So, yes, I'm a long shot.
But you took on a big challenge before.
That's right. And won. And I think because people just want to hear some common sense, and they want to hear, and I bring to bear the experience in local government and state government and national government. I was the first woman in history on the Senate Finance Committee. And so, not to mention the diplomatic international experience. So I bring a range of experiences to bear.
Democratic presidential candidate and former senator from Illinois, Carol Mosley Braun. An extended version of the interview and earlier interviews with other 2004 Democratic presidential contenders are at npr.org.